future is now. And welcome to the SVK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name is Charles Story. I'll be your host for the next 15 minutes, so coming live from the city of London, Shoreditch. So let's get down to business. We're going to be discussing three different bits of news today. Number one, Japan has FATF green light to create Swift network for crypto. What does this mean? We're going to be jumping into that. Number two, ex-Microsoft employee arrested for $10 million crypto theft. And number three, Lightning Network's anti-fraud methods inferior to Nakamoto consensus research shows. So with that in mind, let's get down to business and let's jump into today's show. So let's kick things off. Japan is being a big conversational topic today. I'm going to be going through why. So Japan is said to be leading the creation of an international cryptocurrency payment network similar to banking network SWIFT. A report from Reuters today cites a source familiar with the effort as saying that the network is aimed to combat money laundering and was approved last month by the Financial Action Task Force, the FATF. A team from the International Money Laundering Task Force would monitor development of the project, which would be conducted alongside other nations, the source said. So the network is an initiative from Japan's Ministry of Finance and the Financial Service Agency, the FSA, watchdog. Reuters said both agencies would not comment when contacted. Japan has been more closely scrutinizing crypto exchanges as the host of the June meeting by the G20 nations and also launched a working group to discuss regulatory issues around Facebook's Libra cryptocurrency prior to the G7 meeting last week. The nation has suffered a number of notable hacks of crypto exchanges, including two of the world's biggest and most shocking, Mt. Gox and Coincheck. Now, largely as a result of the Gox breach, Japan has been one of the three most proactive countries when it comes to regulation of cryptos. In 2017, it created a licensing scheme for exchanges and amended its financial rules to allow Bitcoin as a legal payment method. So it's really interesting. It's great to see Japan leading the way there. And I think they've been put in position. They've always been at kind of the forefront and one of the most innovative nations out there. And one of the most adaptable. But it's great to see them really leading the crypto march and really leading the conversations with the other G20 countries there as well. So let's keep the show on the road. Ex-Microsoft employee arrested for $10 million in crypto theft. So a former employee at Microsoft has been arrested for a scheme to steal $10 million in cryptocurrency. The Associated Press, AP, reported today. So the man, a 25-year-old Ukrainian national, Volokrim Krashkov allegedly used the ill-gotten proceeds to buy a $160,000 Tesla car and a $1.7 million lakefront home. During the 7 months of his scheme, $2.8 million was found to have been transferred into his bank accounts. Specifically, Krashkov is accused of having stolen cryptocurrency gift cards that were redeemable against Microsoft products and then reselling them at a profit on the web. According to the United States Attorney's Office in Seattle, the suspect had helped with Microsoft's testing of its online retail sales platform. Krashkov's attorney did not reportedly answer AP's request for comment. So external breaches. This April, several cryptocurrency holders allegedly said that their Microsoft-based email services such as Outlook, Hotmail, and MSN had been attacked by hackers eyeing their crypto holdings. Among the victims, one claimed that the breach of his account had enabled the attackers to reset his account on crypto exchange Kraken. Microsoft confirmed that the breach had occurred during the first months of this year. So, I mean, it's absolutely crazy how they could, Microsoft, such a big corporate, has security breaches like that and allows that to take place. So let's talk about the Lightning Network. I think this is really key, and this is something that has definitely been spoken about here at SVK Crypto. I mean, it's been well over 18 months and the Lightning Network is still an experimental form and one that has just strayed away from the Nakamoto consensus. The project is intended to be a second layer solution for BTC payments and microtransactions. But the undertaking has been slow and filled with technical issues. Lightning started on January 18, 2018 with around 60 nodes and it was highlighted to be very experimental. And in testing at the time, there were around 1.2 BTC held within the network. And now there's more than 940 BTC or $9.8 million. So on July 15th, a great majority of those funds stem and a node called lnbig.com and some other big channels like ACINQ and lightningpowerusers.com. On July 15th, BitMEX research examined the Lightning Network and studied how a mechanism called a justice transaction punishes alleged dishonest parties. So far, justice transactions stemming from the Lightning Network have confiscated 2.2 BTC or a touch over $20,000 worth at this current point in time. So we explain how to arbitrarily contrast a justice scenario and present data on the prevalence of this type of transaction on the Bitcoin network itself. So the BitMEX research report highlights we have potentially identified 241 justice transactions representing 2.22 Bitcoin in value since the Lightning Network launched at the end of 2017. According to the BitMEX research, when a thief attempts to pilfer on BTC on the Lightning Network and they are caught, they lose the funds they tried to steal and the funds within the channel as well. BitMEX research said while they conducted the test, the team executed their own justice transactions. Moreover, a member of the company, Lightning Labs, developed a tool that they can detect these types of justice transactions. In total, BitMEX did 5 tests transactions, which means the software's justice scenario may not be accurate when it comes to identifying dishonesty, which is really, really key. It's also possible that many of the 241 justice transactions do not indicate genuine dishonesty. For instance, it could be used as testing the system where the same user owns both Lightning nodes in question. The Lightning Network analysis explains, for example, BitMEX research is responsible for 5 of the 241 justice transactions when there was no victim at all. So as BitMEX owned all the nodes and funds. So with that in mind, the report follows the recent discussion concerning the idea of watchtowers on the Lightning Network. Watchtowers is another system of nodes that will attempt to protect the Lightning Network users from fraud. Basically, watchtowers are Lightning Network nodes that operate with a distinct algorithm and are meant to stop Alice and from stealing Bob's funds by monitoring transactions and channel states. Being permissionless by design, anyone will be able to run a watchtower, like individuals and companies, but blockchain surveillance firms could use them as well. So because, like, and this is really key, because the Lightning Network does not use Nakamoto consensus, the system that confirms on-chain transactions, funds on the Lightning Network could essentially be double spent by issuing a former channel state. So if the Lightning Network node is not online 100% of the time and you go offline for a couple of days, your funds could get stolen. Watchtowers could easily bring unwanted third parties into the Lightning Network design. But prominents say that anyone could subscribe to a group of watchtowers by running one themselves. So this is a tweet from Jamson Lop. Detractors will claim watchtowers introduce trusted third parties into the Lightning Network. While you could blindly trust a single watchtower, that would be dumb. You can run your own watchtowers and also subscribe to many others. As long as one of the N network, you're protected. So the Lightning Network, the 940 Bitcoin or the 9.8 million Bitcoin is actually a decline in the Lightning Network's capacity as it has been slowly dropping over the past couple of weeks, according to Blockstream developer Rusty Russell. The latest rise in the price may be the reason why the capacity has declined, while also highlighting the project is still in its infancy. So I hope this is an indication that people are remembering that Lightning is still in beta, Russell noted, and are reducing capacity to control their risk profile as the Bitcoin price rises. The problem, however, took place during the height of the last price pump as on-chain Bitcoin fees skyrocketed upwards to $3 to $5 per transaction and the mempool transaction queue became backed up. Lightning Network prominence have said that high fees may push more people into using the Lightning Network, but this hasn't come true and to fruition yet. So the controversial discussion concerning justice transactions made it way to social media and forums on Tuesday, which invoked criticism against the Lightning Network and the idea of using watchtowers. On the Reddit forum rBTC, the user known as Mob2 condemned the Justice Network concept and said, in other words, Lightning Network is not immutable. Who will be watching the watchtowers to make sure they are not in cahoots with the bad guys? And why does it have to be so complicated? Professor of Computer Science George Stolfi wrote on Reddit that justice transactions could have been accidental error, like someone trying to close a channel with a backup copy of the Lightning Network wallet, or a Lightning Network wallet in a different computer that does not have a record of the most recent payment through that channel. Stolfi emphasized, commenting further. Stolfi stated, note that there is no safe way to sync Lightning Network wallets like this, sort of, for ordinary Bitcoin wallets. That's because payments are made through a channel and are not stored anywhere, except on the two nodes connected by it. So basically, there's a massive breach of security and has the potential to not be fully decentralized and to not be immutable as well, which is a big, big deal. And it's something that is a big issue with Lightning Network. I think Lightning Network's had a lot of hype originally, but you know, the closer we come to the actual project and the longer the project is going, there's more and more issues that have started to come to fruition. And I think that's been made really clear by all the social media anguish that's currently going down. So listen, with that in mind, that's a wrap. I've got to bounce. Thank you so much for your time and attention. As always, if you haven't already, subscribe to the SVK Crypto Podcast. Feel free, if you have an EOS project that you want us to review, to email myself, cstory, at svkcrypto.com. If you want to join our Telegram, feel free, svkcrowd. And if you hit us up on Twitter, we will reply back. Hit us up at svk_crypto. With that in mind, that's a wrap, and I've got to bounce.